This for my king. This for my queen. Red, black, green. Pyramid scheme. This for my king. This for my queen. Red, black, green. Pyramid scheme. Where you get your diamond from? Where you think it started from? Dawg, why you think they put it on your money? Pyramid 500 feet tall. Black skin, black gold. Yellow diamond, I'm froze. Black kid raising up to be a king. Just one of my goals. Fly like a Pegasus.
Alright, so the other day, I'm having a talk with a good friend of mine. Now this friend, he is a white Caucasian male. He's a very good friend of mine, a guy I've known for over 15 years now. And we always have these candid conversations where we sit down and we just ask each other questions. The kind of questions that in society is kind of taboo, or, you know, it wouldn't really be cool for you to walk up to a random white person, like how sometimes we want to do, and just ask them, you know, these questions. And the same thing for white people. They have tons of questions for us that they would love to just walk up to you and ask you. But if they did that to a random black person, they probably get punched in the mouth and shit, right? So we have these conversations in order to try to help each other understand each other's community and why we think the way we think. So we're having a conversation about racism, about, you know, the systematic oppression of minorities. And mainly we were talking about the media and how the media programs all Americans, everyone who lives in this country, to think a certain way. Because a lot of conscious black people, they think that it's only black people or minorities that's getting programmed so that we can stay in the matrix, so to speak, right? But what I always try to explain to a lot of conscious people is white people, like, they're getting the same programming. They're growing up getting the same message. They're getting the same curriculum. When it comes to oppression, while their schools may look a lot nicer than ours and they have, you know, better everything, the message in that history book that they're reading, it's the same message. They're getting the same message, all right? So a lot of times a good white person, a person who isn't racist necessarily by their own choice, they do and say racist shit, right? And they don't even know it because they've grown up thinking that this is the way things are. This is what makes sense. It's because it's what they've been taught. And I'm talking about a good white person and a good black person. I'm not talking about, you know, people on the fringe. Because there's bad people in every color, right? So my friend, he specifically asked me this question. He says, so next, why is it that when police come around, why are you nervous? Why are you afraid? What are you worried about? When he asked me this question, I thought about it. And the first thing that came to my mind was, well, that's a stupid question. You ain't been watching TV. You don't know, like, how, like, that's a stupid question. Like, that's, and every black person, our first reaction to a white person asking that is really like, get the fuck out of here. Are you serious? That's a stupid question, right? But if you want to try to help people, you want to try to grow, you want to, you know, try to, you know, bounce things off each other, we can't just, like, you know, put each other down immediately. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I had to think about it from his perspective, why he's asking me. And what he knows of me. He knows that I'm a college graduate. I have a bachelor's degree, right? He knows that I don't have any sort of record of going to jail, of being involved in any sort of, like, fuckery. I met him in college. So all the illegal or bad shit that I did in my life, I had already been done with that shit. I did that shit a long time ago. He don't know a lot. He don't know about a lot of that shit, right? So in his eyes, he's like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You're an upstanding citizen. So, like, why would you be so afraid when the police come around? So this is how I kind of explained it to him. All right, so I said, listen, bro. When your brain goes into that fight or flight mode when in that instant, it's doing that for two different reasons, all right? So the first reason is personal experiences. So whenever you walk around, you know, you're walking down the street and you see a pit bull come around the corner, right? Your personal experiences with a pit bull is going to determine how you respond in that moment without you even thinking about it. Now, if you've raised pit bulls and you've been around pit bulls all your life and pit bulls have just licked your face and you've loved pit bulls and they've loved you back, when you see a pit bull, your reaction to that pit bull is going to be a lot different than someone who had a different personal experience with pit bulls. And then there's also a shared experience or shared information or knowledge. And what I mean by that is, depending on what community you're in, and this can be as big as America, like an American, no matter what color you are, if a lion comes walking by, you're instantly going to be afraid because you don't experience a lion walking by a lot. Now, if you go over to Africa and you go somewhere where there's lions often and lions walking around is something they see all the time, they're not going to feel the same fear that you feel. While they may be scared, it's not going to be the same. So your community can be as big as your country, or it can be as small as, you know, the 5-block radius you grew up in the hood. So me being in the hood, me seeing a crackhead walk around doesn't scare me. A white person from the suburbs who have never been around crackheads before, if they're, you know, dropped in the hood and they see a crackhead walking around, like, or what they perceive as a crackhead, they're going to be scared. They're going to feel differently than I felt because I grew up around crackheads walking around all the time and they never harmed me, right? So the also what goes into the shared experience is media. This is where media comes in our conversation. I was saying, as a community, black people, we've been exposed to in the media, you know, in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years now, a lot of black people getting killed by police. So there's a shared experience that goes into that moment when I'm sitting in the coffee shop and the police officer walks in the coffee shop and he sits in the booth next to me. I'm afraid because for one, my personal experiences with cops have not been overtly positive. I've been racially profiled, roughed up, spoken to like I'm called a boy, you know, spoken to like I'm nothing, like I'm dirt, right? So along with my personal experiences, also the shared experiences that I'm seeing with all other black people as well, when I put those two things together, that turns the cop into the lion for me. Then my friend's like, well, you know that most cops are like good people, or they're not, you know, they're not at least out to just kill black people. So, you know, why don't you give that cop that walks into the coffee shop a chance? And I tell him, for me, when that cop walks in, I don't know whether that's going to be the last day on earth for me. So by the time that I figure out whether or not he's a racist cop or he wants trouble, I could be dead already. So that's why that fear is real. Red, black, green, pyramid scheme. This for my king, this for my queen. Red, black, green, pyramid scheme. Where you get your diamond from? Where you think it started from, dawg? Why you think they put it on your money? Pyramid 500 feet tall, black skin, black gold. Yellow diamond, I'm froze. Black kid raising up to be a king. Just one of my goals. I'm fly like a Pegasus. Homie, check what my level is. Can't touch my black magic, I'm laughing. Tried to tell me this devil shit. I am a rebel, bitch. Pedal to metal. We're building a nation. We racing to excellence. No, we don't stop. If you try to block, you catch bullets like Julian Edelman. Look at my skin. Gold. Look at my wrist. Gold. The crown on my lady. Gold. The crown on my baby. Gold.